Gospels According to Love audio, April 3rd, 2005. The Blind Sees. John chapter 9. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man that was blind from birth. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Master, who did sin, he or his parents, that this man was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither has this man sinned nor his parents. He waits that the works of love may be manifest in him. I must accomplish the works of love that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." When Jesus had spoken this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and then he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." And the man went his way therefore and washed and came out seeing. The neighbors and those which before had seen the blind man said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Therefore said they to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. Then he said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' I went and washed, receiving sight." Then said they to him, "Where is Jesus?" He said, "I know not." So they brought the man who for a time was blind to the Pharisees. It was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. The Pharisee then also asked the man how he received sight. He said to them, "Jesus put clay upon my eyes, and I washed and do see." The Pharisees accused Jesus, saying, "This man is not of love, because he does not keep the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" There was a division among them. The Pharisees spoke to the blind man again, "What do you say of Jesus, that he has opened your eyes?" He replied, "Jesus is a prophet." The Jews did not believe the man concerning his eyes, that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called upon his parents. They asked his parents, "Is this your son whom you say was born blind? How is it that he now sees?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. By what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself." These words spoke his parents because they feared the Jews. They knew the Jews had agreed already to put out of the synagogue anyone confessing Jesus as Christ. Therefore said his parents, "He is of age, ask him." And then again they called the man that was blind, saying to him, "Give love the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." And then said they to him, "What did Jesus do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear again? Will you also be his disciples?" They reviled him and said, "You are not his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that love spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from where he is." The healed man answered and said to them, "Why is such a marvelous thing done? and yet you say, you know not where he is from. Jesus has opened my eyes. Now we know love does not hear sinners. But if anyone be a worshiper of love and does love well, love hears them. Since the world began, is it not said that anyone who opens the eyes of one who is born blind, if they are not of love, they can do nothing? They answered and said to him, you are altogether born in sin, and you think you can teach us? Then they cast him out. Jesus heard that they cast him out. When Jesus had found him, Jesus said to him, do you believe in the Son of Love? He who had his eyes open said, who is this Son of Love, Lord, that I might believe in him? Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he that talks with you now. He said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Jesus said, for judgment, I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be blind. Some of the Pharisees heard these words and said to Jesus, are we blind also? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remains.